I liked helping people, and I liked the fact that I was good at my job, and I did really like it. People, customers that I dealt with, each manager had their own portfolio of customers, so you got to know them very well. They came to rely on you, and I liked troubleshooting, I always did. I taught myself quite a lot about computers while I was there, and became a bit of an expert, like the office computer buff in that sense as well. And so it was really the sense of worth. Part of me very much needs to be praised, and I got that from the customers and from the managers, so I always have very good sort of rapport. It's a highly competitive environment. People were scrabbling for promotion. Sales pressure definitely increased as time went on, presumably as the banks became more competitive. I personally felt that sometimes you were just flogging people stuff for the sake of it, rather than something that suited them, was tailored for their needs. They expected people to work, particularly the managers, longer hours, which is why I didn't want to be a manager. Could have been easily, but I felt with the family I'd got enough, and I was happy with what I was doing. If you like, I was having the benefits of being a manager, because I was obviously looking after the office while the manager wasn't there, dealing with the customers, without having to pay the penalty of working long hours and writing reports, etc. I worked for managers in the beginning, and they understood the children. I didn't have to stay and work the long hours, because I could use that almost as an excuse